You know, if you give almost anyone $50 to $100 to buy a bottle of wine, it probably won't be too hard for them to pick a winner. But if you give somebody $5 to $10 to buy a decent bottle of wine, now that's Steve's $10 wine challenge. Hi there, folks. On this edition of Steve's $10 wine challenge, we're going to talk about wine and cooking, or cooking with wine. And I'm sure you've probably all heard this before, but the general saw goes something like this. If you're going to cook with wine, how good should the wine be that you cook with? And the story always is, well, you really shouldn't cook with a wine that you wouldn't be willing to drink. Because if you think the wine's undrinkable, then, you know, it's probably going to make your food taste awful. But, you know, I think you can go too far with that. I mean, that's easy if you've got a huge expendable income. But for some of us, dumping, say, a $25 bottle of wine into some stew, I mean, that's just like, oh my God, it's like flushing money down the toilet. So, you know, you want to have a wine that you'd be willing to drink, but you don't necessarily want it to be the wine that you'd, the best wine that you'd want to drink. So what we're going to do today is we're going to pair a pair of wines. We'll have one wine that's, you know, drinkable and pretty good that we'll use to cook, and we'll have another one that's actually pretty tasty and that you wouldn't necessarily want to just dump into some stew. And so one of them will make some stew and the other one will drink with the stew. Okay, starting with the first wine for our Cooking with Wine challenge. It's called Hardy's Stamp of Australia, and it is a Shiraz, sick, year 2004, and it's from southeastern Australia, the home of exceptional price point wines. The price is $5.49, and with this being from southeastern Australia, $5.49 Shiraz, they're right in the pocket. They ought to be pretty darn good. But for the Hardy Stamp of Australia, it's a little bit under the wire, but, you know, just barely. Still, you know, at $5.49, it's pretty decent wine. I mean, think about it. What would you expect for a $5.49 wine? Well, I bet this is better than that. That said, I also can say that I'm really not that impressed. Granted, I've been hovering around the on-sale wines in the $9.99 range of late, so I'm kind of spoiled. I've probably ruined my palate a bit. So bear this in mind. Smells like not much. Hints of berry, but not all that aromatic in the end. Nice fruity taste up front, but man, the afterburn is heavy on tannins. It leaves a slight mosquito repellent flavor in the back of the throat. It's barely there, though. Hell, if you broke this out at a dinner party later in the evening, no one would be any the wiser. But I bought this wine to make beef bourguignon. I didn't want to use something expensive, since 3/4 of the bottle is going to get dumped into roasting beef, onions, and carrots, and the other 1/4 of the bottle I will swill while dumping this wine onto roasting beef, onions, and carrots. I can't afford to dump a $10 bottle of wine into a casserole of beef stew, but I don't want to use swill. So this is a fine choice, I think. I think this is sort of the poster child for wine that's drinkable, but it's not all that great, but it's certainly fine to cook with. And I'll let you know what the beef tastes like when it comes out of the oven in just a little while. So let's go on to the lie on the back of the bottle, shall we? G'day. Nice opener, right? Very Aussie. G'day. This is the life. It's just beautiful down under today, with sunny weather and grapes bursting with flavor. The quality of this wine is unreal. And I'm wondering if this is like a Australian tourism ad or just a wine blurb. As the sun sets over the vineyards, we are enjoying a fine glass of our Shiraz with our, some tasty grilled beef. What's your ear? Dark Side of the Moon. Cheers. The Hardy's winemaking team. P.S. Have you tried Hardy's Stamp of Australia Chardonnay? No.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Later that day.
Man, this beef bourguignon is awesome. I'm eating it with a really nice Kendall Jackson Syrah. Ha! So, our drinking wine to go to with our beef bourguignon, Kendall Jackson Syrah from 2003. It's from California, and it's $9.99, coming 1 penny under our limit. So, for this Kendall Jackson Syrah, the nose is really peppery and spicy. Smells nice. It's got nice medium fruit. Surprisingly, it's not as complex as I thought it would be for the price. And frankly, I was expecting a little bit more. But you know, it's certainly very good. It's got this really nice sort of raspberry berry flavor. It's got a nice sort of peppery finish. You can taste a little bit of the vanilla oak in it. It goes very, very well with the beef. You've got the wine and the beef, and you've got the wine in the glass, and the two of them sort of pick one another up. It sort of accents the wine that's in the stew. So let's look at the lie on the back of the bottle, shall we? This Syrah's intensity... The Syrah's intensity, derived in part from the vineyard's placement on hillsides and ridges along the cool California coast, I don't get the hill intensity connection, but anyway, is delivered in the form of pomegranate and black currant flavors. This wine was aged in a combination of French and American mall oak barrels to add just the right amount of spice qualities. So there you go. That's our show about cooking with wine. And listen in to our next episode when we'll be talking about, you know, I really don't have any idea yet. So you'll just have to tune in to find out.